Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. Thanks for joining us. And as you know, we are heading to, and we are here now at the DSC show this week, which is the world's largest dedicated digital signage show. And I'm excited to be joined by Dan Smith, the Vice President of Business Development for LG. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for jumping on the podcast this morning. Certainly your booth is one of the most exciting booths, if not the most exciting booth here at DSC. Number one, you're introducing a brand new product technology officially into the market. But number two, you kind of have a unique perspective because you're the only display company, the only booth here where you can actually see all the different kinds of direct view display technologies. No one else has every single technology in their booth. And that I think is exciting to everybody. So why don't we start with that?
Yeah, and that's what makes it exciting to work with LG, because all the different display technologies that are emerging now all have their strengths and applications. So, I mean, if you look at the LCD, we're known for our LCD product and the IPS technology. We've had some significant successes recently with the largest QSRs, largest retailers, largest airports in the world, because LCD continues to be the workhorse of the industry for reliability, durability, low cost, high brightness, and LG leads the way with its color accuracy, off-axis viewing angle, and temperature tolerance. So our core business, the LCDs, are continuing to grow, continuing to find great success in the industry. And 4K, of course, keeps exploding. The line of our 4K products, every time we talk, is sizes, new configurations. But I think what's really exciting and the thing that people want to see at the show and the main draw is the OLED. Everybody knows that OLED has stunning imagery. And what's happening is OLED is continuing to evolve. The products at our booth are the best OLED imagery I have seen ever. And they are stunning. They do things that you can't do with LCD technologies in terms of color saturation, contrast, off-axis viewing angle, black levels. So you have an imagery that's never been seen before. But then it gets even more exciting because it's got a form factor that's never been seen before. So when I talk about the form factor, what you'll see here in the booth is we have a OLED video wall. So it is actually an OLED video wall made out of the same type of form factor as the OLED wallpaper, which will be in the booth. So you've got very thin technology because of the way that it's constructed. And then we take the wallpaper, we use the OLED video wall, but then we also have OLED ink glass, where we'll take two OLEDs and put them back-to-back, sandwiched between glass, and we can hang them from the ceiling or put them on the floor. And then we have some configurations where it's already sandwiched between two pieces of glass, so and with very minimal bezel, so it can be mounted from the ceiling or the wall or the floor. So the form factor also allows it to be put into a curve shape because it's flexible. So we do waves, we do arches, we do convex, we do concave. We've done wave ceilings. We've done curved hallways. We've done arched video walls. We've done wave shape that you can walk underneath. So the form factor curving, also we can build it into an open frame and then design something specific for the customer and their environment and their architecture. So that form factor is really exciting. But then the other thing that's happening also at the same time in video technologies is the direct view LED. So you will see in our booth 1 millimeter LED ready to go, live product. And it's amazing because if you think about 1 millimeter, let me put it in perspective, Gary, a 1 millimeter dot pitch, if you did a full HD image, would be an 86-inch display. So what we're going to show in our booth, I believe, what we have here in our booth is 1 millimeter at 173-inch diagonal, which makes it a UHD image. So the resolution is phenomenal. Color saturation keeps improving. Off-axis viewing angle keeps improving. So what's exciting is you can walk into the LG booth, like you said, and see leadership in LCD, OLED, and LED all in one booth.
Yeah, I mean, certainly everybody's been talking about the wallpaper technology since you guys first launched it because of the form factor. I mean, obviously, it's super thin. It's you know, less than the thick, less than half the thickness of, say, an iPhone. I mean, it's very, very thin. You can use it as a standalone display, but you can also tile them into a video wall format. So that's certainly drawing most of the attention here at the show. And it is OLED. I mean, obviously OLED, the highest contrast ratio of any direct view display. And also, I would arguably say that everyone tends to agree that it's the largest range in colorimetry of any direct view display. But the fact that you have LED technology here, and also you're still doing LCD, and you're still offering all the different display formats, I think is impressive, because obviously LG has vested interest in OLED, because you're the leader there.
Yes, and like I said towards the beginning, when it comes to cost, durability, and brightness, LCD still leads the way. So each technology has its application. And if you were to look at the customers who are coming to us, like for OLED, it's anybody who's interested in the best video performance. So they're premium brands and automotive clothing, any retail premium brand. So those people are extremely interested in that technology, because it showcases a product and it engages the customer in a way they couldn't do before.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is that you get a chance to sort of see all the technologies side by side, and there are different applications. I mean, like the wallpaper, the application is obviously you can't use other technologies the way you're using the wallpaper. The curved, the in-glass form factor, the dual-sided, I mean, there's just no other way to do that with other technologies. But then you have the LCD, and then you have LED. Let me ask you a quick question about LED, because of your leadership position in OLED. I mean, you're at 1 millimeter, but at some point you'll be 0.9, some point you'll be at 0.7, some point at 0.6. I mean, that's going to keep getting better as well. Do you see that becoming more of a factor in an indoor direct view display, or do you still see that as large signage application based mostly?
Well, the 1 millimeter product is designed specifically for indoor application and someone that's in close proximity. LED has a significant advantage that you can create a large-scale image with zero bezel and higher brightness levels. So while we lead the world with the smallest bezel in video walls, you know, 0.9 millimeters, there still are some customers that want no bezel at all. So the LED gives you a chance to create not only zero bezel, but larger scale images, unique aspect ratios, so you can do things with the form factor there.
Yeah, if you're not here at DSC, obviously you can still see what LG is showing by going to our DSC microsite, which is at raypubs.com/DSE2017. And we're going to shoot individual videos at the booth here on each individual display technology and all the different products that they have here. So you have a chance to see the OLED, the wallpaper OLED, but also you'll be able to see the DirectView LCD and the LED technology. So again, raypubs.com/DSE2017. Dan, what do you think is going to be, if I were to ask you, we're trying to get you're obviously very connected to the digital signage market. We all know that the digital signage market is if not the fastest growing segment of the commercial AV market, certainly one of the fastest growing segments of the market. If you were to put your magic future forecasting hat on, and you were kind of to predict the future, where do you see this market a couple of years from now? What do you think is driving it, and what do you think is ultimately the outcome of this market as things are evolving so quickly in digital signage?
Well, I think the probably the two largest factors are resolution and size of displays. So our video wall business is exploding right now as people create larger and larger video walls. And it's not as much of a 16:9x9 video wall anymore. We're seeing a lot of strips, a lot of non, 16:9 aspect ratio configurations. So that is one version of the scale. Also, if you look at our 98-inch and our UHD larger profiles, we're seeing extraordinarily large growth in those categories. If we also look at the LED, the larger images for the LED, so we've got kind of two things going on. We've got the scale images are ramping up very rapidly, and then the specialty products for image quality and application in like OLED. So those are the two things I see are very high growth.
Yeah, and I think you're right there. And I would also say that we're very close to seeing with these new technologies, thanks to OLED, for example, and the fact that you can get very high resolution LEDs. And actually the difference in, I mean, the price is becoming a less and less of a factor. I think we are very close to seeing all the static signage being converted to dynamic signage, both indoor and outdoor, where the cost is not as big of a factor. You know, 5 years ago when this stuff first started to appear, there was a huge differential in cost. But now when you factor in the cost for labor to replace the analog signage with digital, or the analog signage each time it needs to be changed, whether it's quarterly or monthly or whatever, versus the investment in digital dynamic signage, I think we're now at a point where it's a wash after a year because of the difference in price. I would add that in as a third factor. So I think resolution, size and the cost. So I think that we're just barely a year or two away from it really being the overriding driving leading edge of advertising in general. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and as you look at the transition from static signage, if you walked into a store 10 or 15 years ago, just the number of static signs was a lot more than it is now. Every retailer, even convenience stores, are trying to cut down on the number of signs in the store because they reached oversaturation. Nobody looked at anything. Nobody looked at what was going on with the static signage. The other factor is the prices are changing so rapidly in every product category now that it's difficult to do a printed sign. So reduction in static, focus on digital, focus on movement, focus on customer engagement. The amount of touchscreens is ramping tremendously too. That'd be another factor.
Yeah, I agree with you. Interactivity and sort of an entertainment value in that as well. Well, look, if you're not at DSC, go on to our microsite right now, raypubs.com/DSC2017. If you are at DSC, you can't miss LG's booth. Just walk in the entrance, you'll see it. And of course, LG has every DirectView display format on display here at DSC. And of course, you can always head on over to LGE.com, which is where you'll see all of the you can go to LG lots of different ways, but you can even just Google LG wallpaper. You can Google LG OLED, and then of course you can go to LGE.com. But Dan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on where LG is in the market right now, and also congratulations to yourself.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Have a great show.
And thank you, and thanks for listening, everybody. And you've been listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. Of course, you can follow all of our news from the show at raypubs.com.